It is time for Sarah's Wiki Corner. Hello, Sarah.
Hello.
Hello. What are we learning about today on your Wiki Corner?
Well, Hollywood lost a legend yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
Donald Sutherland died yesterday at the age of 88.
88 years old,
And apparently it was just following a long illness. They didn't really specify, just a long illness.
You know, when I saw that online, he's one of the few actors where I see his face, immediately hear his voice.
Mm-hmm.
Just immediately. It's such a unique voice. It's not like a weird voice, but it's just very, very recognizable.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. So Donald Sutherland was a Canadian actor who had a prolific career that spanned over 7 decades and included nearly 150 film credits and over 40 television roles. That is quite the career.
That sure is.
Sutherland received numerous accolades, including a Primetime Emmy Award and 2 Golden Globe Awards, but he is cited as one of the best actors never to have received an Academy Award nomination.
Really?
So 150 movies he was in, not a single Academy Award nomination.
He was really good.
Crazy.
I mean, really good actor, too.
Yeah. But he did receive an Academy Honorary Award back in 2017.
Oh.
But
that's nice.
Yeah, right?
I guess.
It's like, sorry we didn't give you an award for any of your movies, but here's an honorary award.
Yeah, it's almost like a real one, but not earned. Yeah.
So he graduated college with a double major in engineering and drama.
Wow.
He changed his mind about becoming an engineer, though, and left Canada for Britain in 1957, studying at the London Academy of Music and Dramatic Art.
Mm.
In the early to mid-1960s, Sutherland began to gain small roles in British films and TV. He rose to fame after starring in films like The Dirty Dozen in 1967, MASH in 1970, and Kelly's Heroes, also in 1970. Sutherland found himself as a leading man throughout the 1970s in films such as the psychological horror film Don't Look Now and Invasion of the Body Snatchers.
Oh, he was in that?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
He also had a role as Professor Dave Jennings in National Lampoon's Animal House in 1978, making himself known to younger fans as a result of the film's popularity. When he was cast, he was offered either $40,000 upfront or 2% of the film's gross earnings.
Okay.
Thinking the film would certainly not be a big success, he chose the upfront payment, but the film eventually grossed $141.6 million.
Jeez, you get a piece of that.
Missed out a little bit on that.
He did.
Sutherland was also a model for the Marvel Comics supervillain Donald Pierce, whose last name comes from Sutherland's character in the MASH movie, Hawkeye Pierce.
Oh.
In more recent years, Sutherland was known for his roles in Cold Mountain in 2003 and the remake of The Italian Job, also in 2003.
That's exactly where I first saw him, I was like, oh, the Italian Job guy.
Yeah.
He's great.
Beginning in 2012, he portrayed President Snow, the main antagonist of the Hunger Games film franchise.
Sure.
And his role was well-received by fans and critics. His final on-screen role was as a no-nonsense judge in the 2023 Western television miniseries Lawman Bass Reeves. So that was his last on-screen appearance.
I was not aware that was a program.
Yeah.
Have you heard of it?
I've watched it.
Oh, you have?
Yeah, it's good.
Is it good?
Yeah, it's good.
All right. Nah, I won't be watching it then.
Sutherland provided voiceovers and narration during the opening ceremony of the 2010 Winter Olympics in Vancouver.
Wow.
And he was also one of the Olympic flag bearers. So also a big Olympics fan, apparently.
Good for him. Good for
his distinctive voice was also used in many radio and television commercials, including those for Delta Airlines, Volvo Automobiles, and Simply Orange Juice.
Oh, he can sell anything, can he?
Yeah. Sutherland was the recipient of various honors, including inductions into the Canadian Walk of Fame in 2000 and the Hollywood Walk of Fame in 2011. He was made an officer of the Order of Canada in 1978 and received the Companion of the Order of Canada in 2019.
Wow.
In October of 2023,
that's a lot of Canadian
speaking
awards.
Of the post office,
Canada
Post issued a stamp in his honor.
Perfect. Good, they should.
Commemorating his career as one of Canada's most respected and versatile actors.
Wonderful.
I mean, you're pretty big if you get a stamp.
Yeah, you are, course. That's like
you
Elvis
get your face
big.
On a stamp, that's a pretty big deal.
It is. I mean, Canada's got to be less competitive, I would think. I mean, wouldn't you?
Maybe.
It's Alanis Morissette's on there, and then you're like, eh.
Right, yeah. Sutherland was married 3 times and had 5 children, including actor Kiefer Sutherland.
Oh, yeah.
Who announced his father's death on X yesterday.
Yeah.
And Sutherland has a memoir coming out called Made Up But Still True, and it will be published sometime in November of this year.
Oh, okay.
So,
all right, look for that. Then.
Yeah.
Yeah, I bet it's going to be good. All right, you picked out a record to go along with the Donald Sutherland, did you, Sarah?
Yeah, well, since he was in the movie MASH, I thought we're going to play the theme song for MASH.
For MASH. We'll do it. Yeah. Sarah, thanks so much.
You're welcome.
Legends 102.7 and the theme for MASH. Sarah, do remind us, why did we just play that record?
Well, because we were talking about Donald Sutherland,
yes.
Who died yesterday at the age of 88, and he was in the movie version of MASH, which the show is based on.
And about 150 other movies as well.
Yeah.
All right, let's recap three things we must take away from today's Wiki Corner. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Go.
All right, Donald Sutherland's seven-decade career included nearly 150 film credits and over 40 television roles.
He is considered one of the best actors ever to have received an Academy. He's considered one of the best actors never to have received an Academy Award nomination. I would have got there.
And he was also the model for a Marvel Comics supervillain.
There you go.
Who knew?
Because you know what, though? He's got that villainy kind of look.
He kind of does.
But he also doesn't. He's also got, like, the, you know, nice guy look. He's really, it's very sad.
Very versatile.
Very versatile. Yeah. Very sad. Do you see a similarity between Kiefer Sutherland and Donald as far as looks?
Really. Do you?
Well, you know what? I looked at some of the younger pictures of Donald Sutherland, and a little bit.
A little bit.
A little bit.
Okay.
I think it's the beard that throws it off. And sometimes he has the long hair.
Yeah.
And that throws it off as well. Yeah. I don't know. All right. Folks want to learn more about Donald Sutherland and Sarah. Where do they go? What do they do?
Well, you can go to my wiki blog. You can go to legends1027.com. On the homepage, there's a link that takes you to my blog where I post everything I talk about every day.
And every weekday at 4:10, we do the Wiki Corner on the radio, but also live on Facebook Live as well.
Right.
You get a glimpse behind the scenes, and you can check out that video when it gets posted as a podcast up on YouTube. Simply search Sarah's Wiki Corner on YouTube, and there it is.
Right.
You have it off for the weekend, I'm guessing.
Yes.
Okay. Are you back on Monday at 4:10?
I am.
All right. Fresh episode and five episodes next week?
Jeez. Yes. All five.
Full set. We'll get to it next. On Monday, I should say, at 4:10. We got traffic, weather on the way, Paul McCartney, Cher on the way. Whew, so much to get to as we work our way to the weekend on Legends 102.7.